Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Do you think gender reveal parties are a nice gesture or a complete pain to attend? Now, I know you're saying, no, what's a gender reveal party? They're happening now in Ireland, by the way. All over Ireland. Well, let's be clear about it. Quite restricted in numbers, but they are happening. There is a post on Twitter where a wealthy couple in Dubai paid around $95,000. Think about this, $95,000 to reveal the gender of their baby. Now, this is before the baby is born. We know there's baby showers and there's all those christenings and all those, but this is before the baby's born, when you have your scan. So when you find out the identity or the gender of the baby, although I know there's people out there who say, babies don't have a gender until the day they're born and they can decide their own. They don't. They're born with a gender. All right. So anyway, the baby is born. When they have the scan, they find out the gender of the baby. So it's either a boy or girl. And then they have a party to celebrate this and reveal the gender at the party. So somebody stands up, obviously, with a microphone and goes, it's a girl! And they all get really excited. Now, the video has over 100,000 reactions with mixed reviews. Primarily an American celebration, it used to be, but now it's kind of crept into Irish society. Gifts are not necessarily required for a gender reveal party, but in true Irish fashion, we don't turn up empty-handed. Generally speaking, they'd ask for money, by the way. I want to know your opinion on these kind of parties, baby showers, christenings, gender reveal parties. Is it all just too much, or is it a nice gesture? Maybe you've been invited to a gender reveal party. What was your impression of it? I want to know, because if somebody's been at one, I want to hear from them. But do you think it should be a private moment? I mean, look, normally when you find out the gender of the baby, it's between you and your partner, and you don't say anything, of course, until the baby's born, because God forbid if something went wrong as well. It's not a nice thing to have celebrated, you know, if something has gone wrong. Thankfully, in most cases, things don't go wrong, but you know, if something did. So the question today is, do you think that gender reveal parties are a nice gesture? Or are they complete and utter pain to attend? Like weddings, for example. I've often said before that weddings are a pain to attend. Okay, so do you think gender reveal parties, baby showers, all these silly, makey-up, Hallmarky type parties, are they a pain to attend when you're invited to them? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Have you ever been invited? I want to hear if somebody's been invited to one of these silly parties. Gender reveal me. Audrey!
Hi, Niall.
I was quite tempted to use bad language in the middle of the day there, but I resisted.
You're so old school, Niall, with your ridiculous nonsense. You sound like my granddad.
This is all. There was no such thing as gender reveal parties in my day, Audrey.
Is there a bit of jealousy there, Niall?
No, why would I want to have a party just to go, it's a boy? Ah, stop.
Because maybe people, you know. For me, I just think it's an excuse for a celebration. What's wrong with that?
Well, so it's but you're looking for people to come, and as I mentioned, in true Irish fashion, we'd normally bring a gift. So it's another excuse to get to, you know, for people to spend more money
I
on
know
gifts.
And intentions are to invite people over to get presents. Like, I think that just happens anyway, because nobody's at, like you said, it's not the intention to bring gifts. But Irish people, as a society, they just won't show up without a gift. So that's not really the people that are planning the party, like.
Although I do know a few people that would show up without a gift, in fairness now.
Well,
that's the same people I hang around with.
I'm showing up, that's the present. I am. My present is your present. Like,
I am the gift. So, or do you believe you are a gift in itself?
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not, I don't think that your friends, when you're being invited to a child's reveal party, I don't think that they'll give a shite if you turn up with a present or not. I think they just want to celebrate
right.
The fact that they're. It's excitement. Like, what's wrong with that? Now, in saying that, I didn't have one, and I didn't even have a baby shower. But if I was to do it again, I think I would. Just what, like, it's just.
But it's just, I find that I know you're saying it's just having a nice time. But we're, you know, when we look at these Hallmark moments of life, you know what I mean? Initially, we started off years ago with Christmas and birthdays, and that was great. Yeah. You know, and then we got into anniversaries, and then Mother's Day, Father's Day, Granddad's Day, Grandma's Day. You know, now we're, you know, when it comes to babies, yeah, initially we just had a christening.
When is Grandma's Day?
I don't know. Grandparents' Day, okay, whatever, right? And now, when it comes to babies, you started off with christenings, then there was this American idea of baby showers, right? And now you have, you know,
I went to a baby shower before. It was great crack. Like, there was cake, you know, like a load of nappies it was like a load of nappies and a cake, but obviously fake nappies, but it was...
You didn't eat the nappies, yeah.
They have a great part, like, there were party games with. It was really fun. Like, it was really fun. I don't see why there's anything wrong with it. Now, me personally, I wouldn't... It depends on my financial situation. Like, you know, that couple paid 95,000. Like, for all we know, they're looking for ways to spend their money. And sure, like, why not if they have it? Do you know what I mean? Like,
but not, yeah, I know. I mean, don't get me wrong, the Burj Khalifa.
About their behaviour, like.
I mean, where they had it was the Burj Khalifa in Dubai, which is a fabulous building. I mean, it's the tallest building in the world, isn't it? No, second tallest building in the world. $95,000 to book it out for a party. I mean, come on. Really? Just to stand there and go, it's a boy.
But I mean, how do you know they just stood there and went, it's a boy? They probably had so much fun, like, and they have to probably looking for ways to spend that money anyway. So if they're inviting a little child to the world and they're happy about it and their family and friends are happy about it, what is it with...
And are you not like me? Do you not...
I wouldn't condemn that stuff. Like, how about, you know, all the stuff that's going on that's really terrible in the world, but we don't talk about that stuff.
Oh, we do talk about that too. It was quite miserable to talk about it.
People like to judge other people for doing things that makes them happy. What's wrong with...
It's a bit pretentious, isn't it? It's a bit American and pretentious, isn't it?
What's pretentious about it? Like, the baby is real. The party's real. The gender is real. What's pretentious about it?
But, I mean, is your baby, you know, your baby's gender that important that we all really need to get together and talk about it? I mean, really and truly.
Nobody needs to. Nobody is saying that we need to. People are saying that they want to and they'd like to, and people are showing up because they want to. And if they don't, like, that's, if they don't want to, then don't come.
An interesting text here, by the way. Gender parties cause forest fires. Look at California. It's a joke. Really is. So obviously there was a... I don't know if there was a forest fire in California caused by a gender party. I don't know. Maybe there was. They broke the restrictions and had more than six people from two different households or whatever it was. I mean, look, I know these parties are kind of stifled at the moment, but the worst thing that can happen to me, Audrey, is if I come down the stairs and I see an invitation to a wedding, I go, oh, Jesus Christ. You know?
That's just, maybe you just don't like people and parties. Like,
I'm not a party person. I'm genuinely not a party person.
Yeah, so that's fine. That's fine for you. But loads of people are. Like, I'd be a party person.
Yeah, but there's nothing worse than people seeing everybody else around. See, I don't drink. And there's nothing worse than seeing everybody around you hammered. You know what I mean?
But it's an excuse for a dance first. Like, I missed out on my 30th. Not missed out. Like, I think I sat in and had a friend over or whatever. But I'm planning on still having a function for my 30th in June when all this is finished, for the sake of a party, because it's fun. Like, that's all it is. It's as simple as that. And I have friends like you and I that don't like to do the social thing. They're not interested. And I wouldn't expect them to go if they didn't want to go. But for me personally, it's an excuse for me. Well, I turn 30. Usually people have 30, so why not?
See, no, don't get me wrong. I love going out, by the way. I love going to the pictures. I love going to a restaurant with my partner.
Yeah.
I love doing, you know, I love being with her. I love going out.
Sitting but around talking to strangers type small talk shite. Like,
yeah, it doesn't appeal to me. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, see, I'd be the opposite. I love seeing people. I love meeting new people. I love the atmosphere. I love the excitement. I love it all.
So any excuse for a party for you. Okay, well, stay there for a second. Michal.
Hi,
to too.
Hi, Niran.
Been to on the Leith Road.
Oh, yes. Now, we're in part in the Ravimishay Gary's house.
What did he say, Audrey?
I have no idea.
Oh, Jesus, the boy. I've got to go in and give you some basic art. There was no parties like that when I was growing up.
No, there certainly was not. When you were growing up, you had to paint laces on your feet.
Easter Sunday, Christmas Day, and Easter Sunday was fine. You should have went to the bog.
Christmas Day and Easter Sunday, you went to the bog.
You went to the bog Christmas Day.
Obviously, not the toilets. The bog meaning the bog.
The bog, yeah. B-O-G, yeah, definitely, 100% bog.
Yeah, and would you be cutting the turf?
In Easter Sunday, no, you'd be cleaning the bank. If it's a very fine year, you might start cutting it, but you're normally cleaning the bank and getting ready to cut it, which had to be done, very important.
And were they parties? Did you invite people to do that?
Oh, you didn't, you asked, because everybody was cleaning his own bank. Definitely not. You get some rough answer there.
Right, but what do you think, if you were invited to a party of a couple who had just got their first scan for a baby or whatever, and they knew the gender, so they said, "Michal, we want you to come along. We're going to let the world know if it's a boy or a girl. Would you be interested?"
I give him the greatest, dirtiest look that the man ever got, and to be followed by a description that was easily seen in my eyes. Absolutely, the biggest load of crap. It's just another way, as you said yourself there, I don't like whooping different types. There's no great grandparents or no great granddaddies parties. I'm a great granddaddy. I love a party. I'd go mad if I had one.
Was you?
I go stone mad.
Are you how many great grandkids do you have?
Three great grandkids.
All right, okay.
And our Lord said increase and multiply. I took him at his word.
And how many grandkids do you have? How many grandkids?
I have six grandkids and three great grandkids.
Right, okay.
And a lot more to come out. But like,
I'm just thinking about your age now. How old did you say you were?
77. Shock to shock.
And when
she's going to shock, Jack.
You could live. I mean, you could be lucky enough to live to be a great great grandfather.
Well, with a bit of luck, I might provided my knees hold up. We know why. Yes, but yes, I could very well be because my daddy was over the 100, so like easily I could do.
I wonder, is there any great great grandparents in the country?
I really and truly don't know.
Oh, that's like, that's three generations
imagine,
there we're looking.
But there should be. I'm 77, and like I was 23 when 24 when I had our first child. I'm sure there's definitely great
grandparents.
But a heap of greats. There probably is. But at that stage, the grandchildren won't even know who the great granddad was. Yes.
Okay, getting back to the party. Do you like going to weddings and christenings and baby showers? And
I'm looking forward to going to one wedding, apart from me, on my entire life. And sweet divine Jesus, we all know what happened. I didn't get to the wedding, and it was a funeral the same day of my best mate. I couldn't believe it, found dead.
Oh, why? Oh, sorry about that. He was found dead the day before he was married?
He was found dead, no. Oh, no. They were different couples. This
oh, sorry.
Was found dead in his home for a reason they're not going into. But, and he was only about 30 years of age. But this other couple were about 30, were getting married. It happened to be my niece. It all fell on the same day.
Had
no choice but to attend the funeral.
You had to go to the funeral, of course,
Went on crutches. I couldn't go to the wedding because my left leg was swelled 10 times too big. I was
Did you put? Did you put your left leg out?
I had it.
Take it all about.
Do the okey-cokey and you turn around. He missed that. It went over his head. He's too busy talking.
Yep.
Sorry, Michal. Yeah, go on.
But no, this gender party to me is a load of crap. It's a shower of, no, not by snots, but a shower of people who would like to think that they are. And look at me, I'm having a gender party. And are you coming to my gender party? Then you're going to insult them.
Party.
Because you bring them along a present, which if you don't know in advance for the buyer or girl, you bring them a present, it can be wrong.
Well, you can buy a gender neutral present.
If you bring them a voucher for a shopper, maybe it's 25, 30, 40 euros, they'll look at you. Is that all you're thinking of me? You're a dirty look because you're only going to present one so much.
People, are you around? God love you.
But I'm a crowd of lovely people. I look at myself in the mirror, and the only one I can see is myself.
No, but if you're around people that are, you know, being rude and not accepting a gift with appreciation, regardless of the amount, they're not nice people, Michal.
The amount of people who will accept a gift for what it is are very few, especially when it comes to kids. And if you're having a gender party, you're not a normal run of the mill. I heard Niall saying there's no gender parties in his time, and by Christ, there certainly wasn't in mine. But you were lucky to find a napkin. But the thing is, there's no parties. And if you're having a party, you think you're cut above the average. So what, you're having a boy or a girl, you stay healthy, well, the hell with it. Then you can have a party. The child is born healthy, you go mad and go.
He's not going to stop talking, is he? Sorry, are you starting?
If you could have, like, if you could go back in time to the time when, you know, you were young and people were having kids, and there was that space, extra space for parties, I'm sure that you, at that time, would have really enjoyed it.
Can I tell you, go back to the time when I was young. I remember when I was before I was 2 years of age.
Oh, you have him all. He's off now. He's off. That's it now.
He's off
talking about when he was young. Yeah, go on.
I don't think I would like it. Go back in my time. You see, there's difference again. You can't have it. I've had arguments so many times. You can't go back in time and live in today's power.
But I mean, see, Audrey, if you could circle down this route with Michal, he'll start telling the stories like he's told us before. When he was young, he used to walk to school with no shoes on his feet. Because they couldn't afford them. So there was no affording parties in those days.
But I'm saying, if Michal, when he was younger, I'm sure if that option was there, that he would have appreciated.
Yeah, we could have all had a party on the turf. Stay there for a second. Let me go to Karen as well. Karen, you're a classic hits. Karen, what do you think of this whole gender party thing?
Well, I don't think like a big party. But I think the whole gender reveal thing is nice. Like, the couple doesn't know, and like they get either a balloon with blue or pink confetti in it, and then they burst it. And I just think,
oh, you seem to know an awful lot about it. Have you been to one?
No, I've never been to one. No, but I don't think like people should go and buy presents and stuff like that. I wouldn't be into that.
So is that what they do? So what they do is get a balloon with the color of the either blue or pink.
Yeah, well, you can do anything. Like, I've seen like motorbikes, and they have like I don't know, like smoke in it, and they twist it, and they it all the smoke comes out either blue or pink. There's loads of things to do.
All right, okay, okay. So they don't just go up on a microphone and go, it's a boy or a girl.
No.
Oh,
so
right.
it's a nice thing to do, but I think it's just kind of family.
What'd you say, Micheál?
I said it's still a load of crap.
It's kind of nice, like, it is nice.
Do we have to, I mean, Karen, do we have to celebrate everything? I mean, can we not just celebrate? God be with the days, the husband and wife would just celebrate it in their own little way with a nice, you know, dinner out that night and give each other a kiss and a cuddle and then not say anything to anybody until the baby's born. Whatever happened to those days?
You're saying, do we have to celebrate all these things? Like, look, you were reading the paper this morning where you found the thing. The information, like every day, everywhere you go, most places you go, all the media is filled with negative crap.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
With shit.
You're right.
When I was in those daytime, and then the question is, do we have to celebrate everything? Like, why wouldn't we celebrate everything? Like, it doesn't make any sense. Why? That's the society.
Okay, you're starting to change my mind. Audrey, you're changing my mind. Is anybody having a gender party I can go to for the crack?
Yeah, are we going to celebrate on Trump?
Myself and Micheál will go along. We'll be the life and soul of the party. Sorry, Karen, so you've never been to him, but you've obviously watched them then on TV or something, have you?
Well, no, not on TV, but just like, you just see them on Facebook and everything like that, you know,
the Housewives of Orange County or something.
What? No, like
normal people just putting up videos, and you know, it's nice, like it's different.
Okay. Oh, by the way, somebody just texted me in here. Sorry for interrupting you. Now, could you wish Mary Boylan, shares my name, wonder she related to me, a happy 96th birthday today. She's a great, great, great grandmother, and she had 7 boys and 7 girls of her own. Helena, get her on the air. We need to talk to Mary Boylan. Sorry.
Oh God, that's a great, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. She's a great, great, great grandmother. She beats you there, Micheál. Okay, yeah, somebody else wants to know, what happens if the child doesn't have a gender? Would you stop?
Jesus
Christ. I'm not going there. That's a whole other topic. So you'd go, Karen, with present in hand, would you?
No, I wouldn't. Like, I wouldn't. Like, if I don't have a child or anything, but if I was to have a child and I was going to have a party, like, it'd just be my family, and it would literally just be inviting them up, have a glass of wine, obviously, like, and then just do the reveal, and that's it.
Yeah, somebody else says, by the way, not to come across as being sexist here, but these parties are for females, baby showers, and now gender parties. In years gone by, it was either a boy or a girl. Now it's either a boy, a girl, or a non-binary. Well, I think for most people it's not. It's just a boy or a girl. Yeah, no, it's just for most people it's just a boy or a girl. But in saying that, yeah, they are primarily for female. It is women usually, Karen, that would attend these things, isn't it?
It's not gender revealed. No, I don't know. It's all like, it's all coming in.
It's like the book club
now,
isn't it? It's like the book club.
So I don't think that.
You laughed very suspiciously there. I think you're in a book club. Are you in a book club?
No way.
Audrey, are you in a book club? Audrey's gone. She probably was. These book clubs are not actually book clubs at all, because I know there's a load of them all over the country. They're not book clubs. They're just excuses to drink lots of wine. Valerie, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Valerie?
Hello, Niall.
Good. Yes, Valeria. Sorry, Valeria.
Valeria, yeah.
Okay, where are you from, Valeria? That's a lovely name. Where are you from?
I'm from Romania.
Oh, from Romania,
I have already 13 years.
Oh, okay. So that's a lovely name. How do you pronounce it? Valeria.
Valeria, yeah. Okay. Valeria.
Oh, Valeria. Ooh. Okay, you think it's a great idea, and your daughter had one.
Yeah, she has, and he's the first boy in the line.
Okay.
Five generations. Yeah, for 4 women and the fifth.
Right, okay, so it was a party just to let everybody know what she was going to have.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. For my we didn't have that occasion to...
Are you on a speakerphone, Valeria? Because your line is a bit dodgy there. Put the phone up to your mouth.
Yes.
Okay, that's better. Okay. So, and how many people did you invite?
Not me, my daughter.
Oh, well, your daughter. How many did she invite?
Only the closest friends.
Okay. Like what? 6,
but
10,
20? They were so excited to have a child.
Yeah.
They couldn't wait to... They wanted to know what is.
Of course, yeah. Well, a lot of couples would be like that. They're very anxious to know what it is, yeah. Okay, so she invited a load of people that she could just tell them, we're having a boy.
Yes. And she had a lot of presents and they enjoy very much.
Okay, and then did she have, like, afterwards, I don't know what religion you are, but did she have, like, a christening or a baby shower then as well?
Yeah, they had a, she's in Catholic religion now.
Okay, so she would have had a christening as well.
Yeah.
And did she have a baby shower?
But unfortunately for the christening with that virus now.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, that was restricted, so okay, I get that, yeah. Okay. But she would have had if it wasn't.
They had only themselves. And the priest.
And by the way, in Romania, would they have parties like this too? I mean, do Romanians celebrate everything?
For me, it was something very new, but very exciting.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know culturally what it's like in Romania, but in Romania, like, would you have parties for christenings, baby showers?
Maybe now they start to do the new generation, but not many of them they want kids.
Yeah, okay, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You know, like me, you know, I don't remember all these type of parties when I was younger. They didn't do all this kind of stuff, but I mean, it's...
No, I didn't have something like that.
No, nowadays it's just like, let's every excuse to have a party, isn't it?
Yeah. They want to enjoy everything. They enjoy their life better than my generation, I think.
Absolutely. And so why not, Valerie? Okay, Valerie, thank you very much. Have a wonderful day. Nigel.
Niall, how you doing? Are you well?
Good, Nigel. You think this is a ridiculous idea?
Absolutely.
Thank God.
When I got up this morning, when I read that article in relation to the Burj in Dubai.
Yeah, 95 like, grand.
But they didn't pay 95 grand. I don't believe for 1 minute they paid that, because if you think between the two of them, they've 7.5 million followers on between Instagram, YouTube and whatever else they do. So the Burj probably paid them to do that, or else we'll give it to you for free if you vlog. Now,
and mention the Burj Khalifa loads of times. Yeah.
Yeah, but in fairness, like, I live in the west of Ireland, and you know, a very small town, and I even know about it. So again, it's probably a push for them because, say, of COVID-19 and whatever else, the hospitality industry is on its knees. It's a way to actually advertise and get that product out there again.
Yeah, like, because I mean, I know this is all subconscious, but we're talking about it now, so a lot, you know, thousands more people know about the story now, and it was in the papers today. It was online, and I suppose it's good for Dubai because Dubai is subconsciously in people's minds now.
No, absolutely, and it was a very, very good marketing ploy by them. But going back to it, for the having one of these parties, I don't agree with it. I believe in, say, you know, I have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, and for the my wife, we had her friends through a baby shower. It was lovely. Came over, there was, you know, there was tea, there was cake. They had a lovely afternoon, you know, and that was fine. And then, say, we had a christening, and again, it was kept to family members only. But having a party, I don't agree with it, because again, it is putting people under pressure that you have to arrive with a gift, and you know, it's a BS excuse. If you want to have a party, by all means, get your friends together and just have just meet up for the sake of meeting up, for the sake of conversation, without having to have a team. I just don't agree with it, and I think it is, you know, it's latching on to the American side of things, where they're having parties for the sake of having parties, and again, it comes in to say right into the merchandising thing. You know, again, there's a whole advertising.
Yeah, there's a card. Hallmark will have a card out for us. You know, I'm sure they already have actually.
No, but even going back to it, like, you know, say when you said about the wedding thing, like, again, say for an Irish couple to attend a wedding, you very rarely will have change out of €1,000, and again, it's a. Unless you know the person really, really well.
Because it's all changed. In my day, when somebody got married, they got married in their local town. You know, be it if you're from Dublin, you got married in a Dublin hotel, you went to the wedding, you went home again. Nowadays, weddings are like out in the countryside, somewhere in a castle, and it's a two-day event.
Yeah. And sometimes you look at it and you go, oh my God, this is like getting a summons.
That's exactly how I described it before. It's like getting a bill from the revenue commissioners.
No, but this is it. And if you've got, say, 3 or 4 of them to go to in one summer, like, you can forget about going overseas. We can't go overseas anymore, and you can't even go and attend a wedding. But no, I just think it's a marketing ploy, and it's a way of actually people to get to spend more money in gift shops and whatever else.
There is an argument, okay? We had a bit of a chat in the office about this morning, and myself and Andy and a few others, and we were saying, although, you know, let's say this was a true story, and 95,000 was actually paid to that particular hotel. Well, there's staff in that hotel who will all, you know, get paid, of course. You know, the people who are cleaners, there's security men, there are people who provide the sound equipment on the day. So it is all, no matter what we pay for anything and what we do, say if we have to go to a shower, we have to go into a shop and buy a gift to the staff in that shop. No matter what we do, if we think about this logic from an economic point of view, it doesn't really matter because the money is circulating anyway and it's good for everybody. Is that not the argument really? So it doesn't really matter.
Well, absolutely. You can look at it from that perspective and say, yes, that is actually, it's going to generate revenue for that property. There was people that are going to be in sound light and all that security waiting staff. You know, it's renting out the space. You know, that is going to generate money for the local economy. And as well as
for the person who owns it. The Burj Khalifa.
So that's fine. But the thing is, I'd say, with our two children, we didn't know what we were getting beforehand. And we made a conscientious decision. All we cared about, whether they were going to be happy or not. And, you know, and healthy. But the case of, say, all right, you go in and you find out and then you start blabbing it to the world. God forbid, and this is an awful thing.
I know
God
if something bad happens.
So something happens.
And that would be my, and I did say this at the start on a very serious note, that would be my concern. My concern is that you're celebrating something that hasn't really actually happened yet. I mean, you're celebrating a pregnancy, I understand that. Yeah. But something that has, and you know, and on a rare occasion, and thankfully it is only a rare occasion, there could be complications.
No, absolutely. I was there for the two births of my kids, and again, you know, the fact that it's only, say, a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old, you know, it's very, very fresh in my mind. And, like, again, when it came to the final stages of it, like, my heart was in my mouth. Like, I was just, you say, if something goes wrong, what happens? What can happen to my wife? What can happen to the baby? And, you know, like, I would always say, never count your chickens before they're hatched. But I just believe that sometimes we're, and especially in this country now, and I know it was probably worse before lockdown happened, is we're using any single excuse now. Let's throw a party.
But are we kind of, I mean, look at the misery that we've had over the last seven months. We're kind of desperate for a good time, aren't we?
Well, I'll give an example. One of my best friends had a baby there quite recently, about 2 weeks ago, and like he was only allowed in at the very end. And, you know, we would always have a tradition, say, you'd meet up, you'd have a couple of beers and just celebrate it. You know, there would only be two, three of us as friends. And, you know, you can't do that now. But at the same time, like, we wouldn't be saying, all right, we're having a party. This be, you might go down to the local pub, you'll meet up, you'll have a couple of pints.
And a cigar. By the way, you have to have a cigar.
Wasn't that the tradition,
a pint of Guinness and a cigar.
And then you go home. But, again, it wouldn't be a case whereby, right, we're literally calling this an event and you're inviting X, Y, and Z. Because, again, then the other thing as well is when you accept an invitation to this, you can't go with one arm as long as the other, and then you're saying, right, what is enough? Is 50 euros enough? Is 100 euros enough? You know, and then you're just wondering, like,
I know, because the going rate for all these things, like, even somebody was saying to me there recently, because, you know, I knew somebody was making their communion, right? And I said, like, what's the kind of going rate? And they said, 50 quid. I said, you're having a laugh. I like, is it not 20? And he said, no, 50 quid is the going rate. I said, 50 quid?
Yeah, and again, like, you know, say, if you're going to a child's party now, like, again, like, you know, if you don't have, like, 50 quid, if you don't have that in the card, or the equivalent of it.
Smith's voucher or something,
You're just like looked at like you've got 10 heads.
I appreciate it. I've got to go to a break now, and I understand there is a serious issue to it as well, and I do understand, you know, we have to limit ourselves to how much money we have when we start getting invited to all these type of things.
I know, Mark here. When it comes to that baby stuff, those christenings and all that kind of stuff, drive me mad. I did that with my own kids, it was enough. But now people are making excuses just to have an occasion and celebrate the birth of little Johnny or Maria, whatever that name is. I don't suppose anybody calls him Johnny or Maria anymore. But it just goes beyond the joke now, you know what I mean? And drive you mad, like, you know what I mean? They have to have a baby shower and they have to have no gender reveal and all that. Oh, it's just insane, you know what I mean?
Mark, you just need to cheer up a little bit. You're having a bad day today.
I think baby showers is more American, but Ireland has taken it on, so that's what they're running with. People seem to enjoy it. I think it's a load of crap.
She says it as it is.
Hi, Niall. I've got 4 kids, and we found out for our second child, for our daughter being born, our son is autistic, and we wanted to make sure that he knew what was coming and nothing was going to be a surprise and everything was going to transition as easily as possible. And then 10 months ago, we had a set of twins, a boy and a girl, and we basically got a couple of cupcakes done up for each of the kids that we had and got them to bite into it, and they found out that way how what we were going to have. So we didn't have a gender reveal party, but we did find out and we shared it with our kids, and it was a nice it was a nice thing to do. I enjoyed it a lot.
Gender reveal parties, my backside. A load of tosh. At the end of the day, it's all any excuse for a booze up and stuff your face. I'm with you all the way on this line. I'm not a drinker and I can see where you're coming from. Even at my wedding, people came to my wedding, got plastered, stuffed their face, and I never saw them afterwards. Thanks for that. Cheers.
Thanks for that. Cheers. Yeah, there's nothing worse when you're not a drinker and you have drinkers coming up to you. I love you. I've ever told you. I just love you. You're great. This is a great party, by the way. Who are you again? They don't even know who you are. They're just there for the drink. Paul, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Paul?
How's it going now?
Your stepson and fiancé had a gender reveal party, and it was lovely, according to my researcher.
It was. It was a great time.
Okay, and where was this in the United States? Because I detect an accent.
Oh, I'm from the States, but no, it was here in Dublin.
Okay, and like, what did they do? How did they reveal it? Did they do exhaust smoke from a motorbike or a balloon, or what did they do?
It was a big balloon, an opaque colored balloon, so you couldn't see what color the confetti was inside. And got everybody together and did the little countdown and burst the balloon, and the blue confetti went flying all over. So.
And how many people were at? Was there many people there?
There's about 15.
Okay, and did they all have a gift? Did they all come bearing gifts?
No, I do believe it was a no-gift party.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice.
They just wanted everybody there to, you know, find out what the child was going to be, boy or girl, and it was a boy, so.
Okay, and whatever happened to the old privacy thing? You know, the old where we just kind of kept it to ourselves and until the day that the child was born, and then you would text your friends and say, it's a girl, it's a boy, whatever. You know that old thing? There was never this wasn't a dumb thing years ago. By the way, I'm blaming you Americans for this, Paul. You guys started this, carry on. Any excuse for a day out?
I've never heard of it in the States. Never seen it in the States. I can guarantee that none of my nieces, nephews, great nieces, great nephews were ever revealed with a reveal party. So I don't know where.
But I mean, a lot of these kind of Hallmarky type parties, they came from America. The likes of the baby showers and the stags and hens and the bachelor parties, as they call them in the States, they all originated in America.
Well, it gives the Irish something to do.
Well, we look, we Irish people tend to look for any excuse for a day out. Like, you know what I mean? It doesn't matter what we're going to. We'd celebrate the dog's gender. We don't care. That's what Irish people do best, isn't it, really? How long are you here, Paul? Are you living over here now?
I'm living over here since 2013.
Okay, and do you like it?
Yeah, it's all right.
Where are you from in the States?
Wisconsin.
Okay,
from Midwest.
Yeah, America. Well, Wisconsin's having a hard time at the moment, but America generally is having a bit of a hard time at the moment, isn't it?
It's not going well over there.
No, it isn't. I looked at a picture there somebody sent me of San Francisco. Now, it's a stunning photograph, right? But have you seen the fires? Somebody just sent to me there a few minutes ago. The fires on the hills on the opposite side of the bridge. And this picture is taken at nighttime across the bridge. And you can see the bridge and you can see this mountain. There's a big, I don't know what that mountain is in the background there. And have you seen the movie Planet of the Apes?
I have, yeah.
Okay, well, at the very end where the apes all run across the bridge and they go into that forest. What's the name of that place? Oh, you probably, I don't know, you'd know it.
Couldn't even tell you.
Okay, but that's basically all on fire at the moment. And it's a stunning photograph.
You know, around the world, people think, oh, my gosh, this is so horrendous. And it is. But the really horrendous thing is it happens every year.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
California burns every year, as does Oregon and Washington.
The heat.
They have massive forest fires every single year.
And I'm assuming it's just because of the lack of rain for a period of time.
That's part of it. Other issues is with the forest management to begin with and the fact that you have so many people living out in areas that were originally just forest and wildland, and now you've got all these houses out there. That's why you end up losing so many houses every year, because, plain and simple, the people are so far out, the fire departments can't even get to them.
Yeah, yeah, I get you. And all it takes is one person having a bit of a barbecue, and it all goes wrong.
There's so many different things that start them off. Some of them are naturally occurring. I think a lot of them this year were lightning strikes. And again, this time of year, it is very dry. So if you've got a lot of fuel on the ground of dried timber and brush and everything else, it doesn't take much to get them going.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, would you ever think of going back to America, Paul, or is this your life now, do you reckon?
I'm definitely here at this point.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I think you're probably better off, to be honest, just at this moment in time. I think it's probably the safer bet. I know nowhere in the world seems to be a good place right now, but I think it's probably the safer bet. Listen, Paul, have a good day. Thanks very much indeed for coming on the air. I appreciate it. All right.
Thanks, man. Have a good day.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.